Ball State University, its students, staff, and faculty enter into final exam week next Tuesday through Friday. The portion of spring semester 2020, happening after spring break in early March, has seemed for many to be a blur of changed plans, moves back home, moves out of offices, and uncertainty about summer and fall semesters. Commencement exercises on Saturday, May 2nd have been canceled and might be held this summer or fall. As we discussed last week with Ball State President Jeff Mearns, classes this summer will be online, but the spotlight is shifting slowly to fall semester and how the university will offer its classes, while faculty and staff still are wondering about possible layoffs. President Mearns returns for another visit to Morning Edition this Friday. Thanks for stopping by, sir.
Good to be with you, Stan.
Well, thanks for being here. What is your most immediate concern when you walk into your office? What is the concern that confronts you first thing in the morning?
Well, I would say my most immediate concern is continuing to respond to the discrete issues that arise every day or the questions that come to me from my colleagues as they continue their important work. But what I would say is my most important responsibility, as opposed to my most immediate concern, is planning for the future and communicating with our various constituents, our students and our families and our alumni.
What has come across your desk that you can talk about that's happened this week?
Well, I think the task that we're focusing on first is enrollment, and had a conversation with the enrollment working group this morning, spent about an hour and a half on a telephone conference, tracking the various initiatives that we have underway and monitoring the enrollment data.
This is for fall semester?
Actually, for both summer and fall.
Okay.
So we are still actively enrolling new students, and enrollment for the summer semesters is tracking very closely to last summer of 2019. So I'm encouraged with that data, but of course, we're still actively marketing those courses, but at the same time, continuing to plan for fall enrollment as well. And at this point, we're also tracking pretty well with respect to returning students, but we're seeing some significant headwind, and there's much more work to do to ensure that we enroll and recruit a strong freshman class.
Well, how are the university's finances as of today? Because we talked last week about the possibility of the university getting another line of credit just in case. So how would all of the checkbooks, if you will, line up today?
Well, the current fiscal year, which ends on June 30th, is still stable, and we're predicting that we'll finish the year with a balanced budget for that year. Of course, that's heavily dependent on how we conclude the summer term, so that's why we're monitoring that summer enrollment. But I feel reasonably confident at this point that we'll finish the year sound. The next year, though, is the one that causes the greatest uncertainty, and as I shared with you last week, the two largest revenue sources we have, tuition and our state appropriation, both of those sources of revenue are facing some risk. So we're modeling various scenarios to anticipate whether those risks will materialize. And so we do have to do some scenario planning for the possibility of a reduction or eliminating some services or programs. And if that is necessary, then unfortunately that could have some impact on our staffing levels.
What are you hearing out of Indianapolis in this sense? The state has a savings account, if you will, of about $2.3 billion the last I heard, and we have been hearing over various news reports that possibly $1 billion will have to come out of that reserve to be put into the state budget. Does that mean that the universities in the state-supported universities will still be negatively affected?
It's possible that there would be a reduction of our state appropriation for next fiscal year. But of course, as we've tracked job losses and the impact of the pandemic on the economy, we have to be concerned not only for state appropriation for next year, but in maybe the year thereafter, or even 2 or 3 years down the road.
Do you foresee any tuition increases?
Well, our board has already approved the tuition rate increase for next academic year, and I don't anticipate that they will change that. It was a very modest increase of only 1.25%. And I don't anticipate, particularly as our students and our families are facing significant financial challenges, that we would increase the tuition next year because it's already been set.
Fall term, any new traction there? Do you know where we will be teaching, all of us on the faculty and students, of course, enrolled in classes?
I would anticipate that by sometime in the next few weeks, maybe in the middle of May, I'd have a little bit more information about what those contingency plans look like.
Do you have any dollar figure as to how short Ball State might be given the forecast of state appropriations, which again is still foggy, and likewise with student enrollments?
It would be probably premature for me to give dollar figures because we're just in the beginning to develop those scenarios.
Do you anticipate any money coming from the federal government?
Well, we are going to receive our allotment as part of the CARES Act was approximately $15.2 million. Under the legislation, we're required to distribute directly to our students 50% of that money, which is about $7.6 million. So we're in the process now of evaluating what those requirements are, what the constraints are of the federal law and those regulations. And as soon as we receive those funds, we will distribute those to our students consistent with those regulations and those parameters. The other 50% is permitted to be used for institutional support. And we're only now beginning to receive some preliminary guidance from the Department of Education as to how we can use that to cover some of the additional costs that we incurred last academic year. So we're grateful for that support. We're grateful to the Congress for a recognition of the impact of the pandemic. But we need more guidance to figure out how we can use that to support our students and to sustain our mission.
Do you think that $15 million plus dollars will be enough to fill in any gaps in the appropriations or in tuition?
It will not cover the impact that we have sustained and that we will sustain, but it will not preclude us from having to make some adjustments in our budget.
As we end our session this week, as we do every week, we like to leave on a little note of encouragement right here. What do you have to share with us this week?
Three of our students, Natalie Bradshaw, Miley Brennan, and Valerie Weingart, have all been awarded prestigious Fulbright scholarships. And so assuming they're able to travel, they're planning to travel outside the country next academic semester. And so we're grateful and certainly very proud of their accomplishments.
President Jeff Murrins of Ball State University, thanks again for stopping by. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, Stan, and be safe.
You as well. Partly sunny and warmer in the IPR forecast today. Expect a high in the mid-60s.